This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and other House Freedom Caucus members want their Republican colleagues to reject a deal to raise the debt ceiling. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert panned the deal, saying it doesn't do enough to cut spending or address conservative priorities like rescinding funding for the IRS.
Tomorrow's bill is a bunch of fake news and fake talking points that will do nothing to rein in out-of-control federal spending.
Boebert says no one wants to default, but also questioned the Treasury's estimate for how soon the country will reach its limit. The House is expected to vote on the bill Wednesday evening, with Republican leaders confident it will pass. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The State Board of Education has named a sole finalist to become Colorado's new Commissioner of Education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The nine-member board unanimously chose Susana Cordova, the former superintendent of Denver Public Schools. Cordova left DPS in 2020 for a job with Dallas Public Schools. She's currently a superintendent in residence for the nonprofit Transcend. The commissioner oversees accountability for Colorado's 178 districts, teachers' licenses, and state grants. Cordova has been a classroom teacher, a principal, and has held numerous academic positions. The board must wait 2 weeks before taking a final vote. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Small Colorado nonprofits will be able to beef up their infrastructure through a new grant that gives them up to $100,000. The money can go toward things that serve underrepresented communities, like professional development, planning, or technology. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.